Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
This ball drilled deep right center field. That ball is down into the wall. One run scores. Brantley will score. Jordan being held up. He is running through the stop sign. He'll score. It's a three RBI double for King Tuck. And the Astros lead 6-0.
Paul Gallant singing LaGrange distracted me. The Astros.
Wow. Just throwing me under the bus. I'm
you
here.
You sound just like him. Say it.
I'm back from vacation. I have my glasses on. I'm so cool. I'm Elton John.
I did get LASIK, so I look like Elton John and all of the ballers who wear sunglasses indoors and are like, you can't mess with me.
Yeah, or, you know, they're just hardos, but whatever.
I am a hardo.
Nice,
you don't want to meet me in a back alley. I'll take you and your family out. What?
Now it's just getting weird, but I was impersonating ZZ Top during commercial break. Right? That's not bad.
No, it's really good. It's interesting that your ZZ Top sounds a lot like Eddie Vedder.
It all does. It all sounds the same.
Nothing.
All
but
my
respect.
Voices sound like Adam Sandler or Eddie Vedder. Yep.
The Astros sound like possible World Series champs after a win last night against the Mets. They've looked good. They've been on a roll lately. They had a couple of rough stretches, but 8 runs last night. Bregman finally, guys.
Yes, that's...
Finally on the treadmill, getting towards running. And Bregman, we have needed him to look like himself for, quite frankly, a couple of seasons now. But this one has been dire, and he went 2-for-3 last night.
It's just one game. Don't want to make too much of it, but... That excited me more than anything last night, and there were a lot of things to be excited about last night, Vanessa. This is the toughest stretch of the year for the Astros right now. You have 6 games on the road. You are playing the Mets, who lead the National League. You are playing the Yankees, who are off to a historic start in the American League. And in last night's game, you got slugging, whether it was the Kyle Tucker 3-run double you heard, and now Altuve home run, a Yuli Gurriel home run, a Jose Siri home run that we'll get to in a little bit. It's scoring 8 runs with Jeremy Peña not in the lineup. And it's also Jose Urquidy with a nice little performance. Gets in a jam in the 4th inning, strikes out 2 batters to get out of it. He struck out Francisco Lindor, who's been a little bit disappointing, I would say, from an average standpoint this year. Struck him out twice. It was a really nice, complete win. And look, if this is how they start off the 9-game trip, great. This is a great start. And I really hope, more than anything, Vanessa, and I set this up yesterday, really more than anything, I want to see that Alex Bregman and Yuli Gurriel can still hit in high leverage situations. And these next 9 games, to me, I feel like it's like a little mini playoff stretch.
We're to the point to where, again, we're in June right now, but for all intents and purposes, it should be kind of July when you look at when the season started due to the lockout. There was a moment last night where Jose Siri hit a nice little homer. And if we know one thing, it's that he likes to enjoy those homers.
He's crazy. I admire his crazy.
I think he's good for the game.
I think he's funny.
I think he's good for the Astros. I think he's good for the clubhouse. This is a veteran clubhouse. He's a young guy. He's a fun guy. But when he hit the home run, he just kind of stood there and looked at it for a lengthy amount of time. And here is what, after the game, Astros manager Dusty Baker had to say about that.
Are you concerned about the way he celebrated it?
Well, I mean, back in our day, the next guy would have gotten drilled.
Damn. So is he endorsing Jose Siri getting bludgeoned in the head by a baseball?
713. Yeah, that's exactly what that meant. look, Dusty Baker, at the end of the day, he may be cool, he may be fun, all the guys like him. He's still in his 70s. Okay, so when he's asked about that by, of course, none other than Mark Berman, who seems to be the only reporter anywhere ever, he's going to be honest. And I thought that that was a good answer as far as that's his honest, Dusty's honest perspective. During the broadcast, I believe Jeff Blum said that Jose Siri lingered for a little while too. So this to me was from MLB players, former players, managers, a little much for a home run that didn't really matter because they were ahead so much. But we want to know what you guys think. 713-780-3776. The unwritten rules, the be classy in baseball, all of that. Do they matter? Do they apply here?
So the bat flips, I actually can understand when a pitcher gets pissed off by it, because that's a little extra shoving your face in it. Now, again, I would say, hey, strike him out. Get him out. When the guy stares at it a little bit, I don't care who you are. If you mash a ball out of the ballpark and you're not known as a power hitter and you really clobber it, who's not going to look at it a little bit? That is not an intention to show up the other team.
Yeah, it's not like he does it every game.
No. Look, he's a bit of a wild man out there. I mean, watching him run the bases, do really anything, it's always a bit of an adventure, and it's a fun one. Considering this is a guy that you're not expecting to be around for a long time, at the very least, he's memorable, and there are a lot of baseball players that wish that they could do that. I have no problem with a guy staring at it. Now, I can get why somebody would be upset about it, but here's the other thing, too. This team has not been scoring runs this year. They score 8 runs in the first game of a series against the New York Mets, who are one of the best teams in the National League, a team that the Astros could actually meet up with in the World Series. I don't mind it at all. And look, the way that Baker described it there, I don't know if there's disgust as much as that's like a warning for a kid. It's like, hey, look, you do that, you might face some repercussions for it, and maybe he hasn't experienced that yet. Maybe he hasn't had high chin music after doing a little extra afterwards. I felt like Baker was more giving fatherly advice in that situation than saying, like, that's disgusting.
He what also this just kid answered did. A question. I am glad that we played the part where Mark Berman asks.
Berman because, sounded like a narc asking that question.
Yeah,
I love Mark Berman, but come on. Like,
it's important
what do you think about
to
that?
Note that Dusty Baker didn't just say this, that he was asked about it and then gave an honest and authentic answer. And as I've said ad nauseum, if you listen to the show, you know I'm big on, we ask athletes, coaches, managers to be honest, and then we get mad when they are. So if that's what Dusty thinks, good for him.
Todd the Show pointed out on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, Siri isn't in the lineup today, and I imagine that Baker will be asked a little bit later this afternoon if that is something that has to do with maybe Siri staring a little extra. It also could be entirely based off of, you know, matchups and stuff. Whatever the case, that is something that's taking place. This is not that big of a deal. It really isn't. I guess, though, if you're Dusty Baker, the best thing you can do here is say something that maybe a young player will listen to and now has this at least in the back of his head before he decides to do something like this again. But I, like, as also pointed out on the text line, like, he's batting 190 right now, you know?
Yeah, so what do you need to be not? Batting in order for you to be able to? Are you saying that you feel like since he's batting 190, he should be able to? Because I think a lot of people would say the opposite.
I could. Well, that, you know what? Fair point. I think I understand why he did it. Like, I'm if you're not playing very well and you absolutely bash one, I mean, it's nice to know you can do these things as opposed to putting your head down and just trotting around the bases. I mean, that's got to feel unbelievably awesome to do that. And look, we are not professional baseball players. Maybe we should act like you've been there and done that. And there are plenty of situations across sports where I do think somebody that's celebrating a little bit too much should calm the hell down. Like a basketball game where it's this third quarter and someone starts like pointing towards the crowd and they're not on the Golden State Warriors. Or in a football game when a defensive back who's covering a wide receiver makes the incomplete pass motion after he did absolutely nothing to stop that pass. But in this situation right here, yeah, I don't want to make a big deal out of it at all.
All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened with Deshaun Watson yesterday, plus an NFL owner could be in some legal trouble. And it is our Wine Wednesday segment, but first, Paul's going to tell you about PIN.
The Passive Investor Network, baby. You want to talk to my friends over there if you want to get involved in investing in real estate. And look, why not get involved in investing in real estate these days? I know everything's expensive now. Everything is maybe looking a little bit dicey going forward, but the Passive Investor Network is a real estate investment team that's going to help you put together a personalized 5-year plan so that you and your family can make real wealth down the road. And look, how do they do it? They scout out the entire Houston area for parts of the city that they feel like are going to turn into something a lot nicer. And we've seen a lot of change in Houston over the last couple of years. And they'll take you on a bus tour to show you some of the houses that they see, some of the houses that they renovate, and some of the houses that they will turn into these absolute beauties. And all of a sudden, you might have actual stakes in some of these homes that get sold, whether they're used as multifamily homes, or it's just a house that somebody eventually buys. Passiveinvestor.net is where you want to go. You want to sit down and you talk to all of these wonderful guys over there, and they'll tell you, like, look, this is how you can actually make these goals come true. You might be thinking to yourself, I can't do it right yet. Again, just sit down with the guys at the Passive Investor Network, and they go on these bus tours. Promo code ESPN to go on their next bus tour. It is the Passive Investor Network at passiveinvestor.net, passiveinvestor.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello.
Welcome back to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
Apparently today is the Stranger Things themed game for the Astros. And they put out their lineup as well as a picture with their lineup. And I'm disturbed.
They photoshopped Jose Altuve's face onto
as well as
Dusty.
Kyle Tucker, right?
And they photoshopped. Honestly, I have no idea who they photoshopped onto Steve. That the one that they photoshopped onto Steve it does not look anything like anybody I know. Jose Altuve as Dusty. I wonder how Altuve would feel about that. Nothing against Dusty, but I don't know. I don't think that I would want to be compared to Dusty, much like Sean Payton probably did not want to be portrayed
and
by Kevin James.
And this is not Dusty Baker. This is Dusty on Stranger. I have not
Stranger
seen
Things.
Stranger Things.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, you're fine. Yeah. I would like to hear less of that Running Up the Hill song. I don't know how anyone
Running
else feels about
it. Running Up the Hill. I have heard that.
I make a deal with God. But something, we're going to overplay it.
We have a female
Eddie
Vedder now.
Kill yourself, because this is all you'll see for the future.
I did read an article about how that song was experienced a little resurgence thanks to Stranger
Yeah, it
Things.
Didn't need it.
Not a fan of 80s music.
I love 80s music. I hate that song. I have an 80s playlist, and I'm like, I am not adding this song to that playlist. Hell no.
Not a fan. All right. Deshaun Watson apparently has settled 20 out of the 24 civil lawsuits. That is according to Tony Busby, who issued a statement saying, among other things, talking about all cases against Deshaun Watson, with the exception of 4, have settled. The terms are confidential. And then he mentions Ashley Solis by name. She's, of course, the first accuser that we saw her face at that press conference. And then she was in the Real Sports HBO special. Quote, Ashley Solis is one of the heroes of this story. Her case is not settled, and thus her story and that of the other 3 brave women will continue. I look forward to trying these cases in due course, consistent with other docket obligations of the court's schedule. Kind of weird to me that he called Ashley Solis and the women that didn't settle a hero, as if the women that did settle are not heroes. I just thought that the wording on that was weird, but that is what Tony Busby said. So Mary Kay Cabot and others reporting that we could have a punishment from the NFL soon, but that's the latest with Watson. All but 4 are settled.
Where are the cryptic Deshaun Watson quote tweets of random rap lyrics? Where are the touchdown dances by David Mulugeta? I mean, they're in the process of clearing his name. Yeah, they settled in 20 separate sexual misconduct suits. But where's the celebration? I don't know. I thought we would see it from them because, you know, they should be keeping that same energy that they had when they signed that ridiculous 5-year, $230 million deal and somehow found a way to get to a team that is desperate and has no moral conscience. That's just me.
Somebody asked on the text line, this is a great question, what happened to it being 26 and what happened to the Texans being added to the lawsuit? I don't know if the Texans were ever formally added to the lawsuit.
No, we definitely heard from Tony Busby that they would be added to it, but I'm guessing that they did not feel like they had sufficient proof.
Right.
Or And look, I mean, this is how NDAs work. Maybe they were added in, and maybe the Texans added a little extra something on top of all of it. Honestly, I don't know, and I feel like the Texans would probably take very big issue with actually like admitting guilt in something like this. And I also feel like it would be very difficult to prove that a random security guard who heard about one incident that Deshaun Watson had, that person should have known about all the many other ones after the fact. You could prove it, but I'm wondering like what kind of receipts that they would actually have available to perhaps implicate the Texans further than just saying like, well, this is really weird that they didn't know about it.
That's the latest on Deshaun Watson and what we've seen from that case. It is time, gentlemen and the ladies who are listening, for our segment we like to call Wine Wednesday.
It's Wine Wednesday.
It's the Wine and Cheese Club, gorgeous, where we all get together and vent about what annoys us at work.
On Vanessa and Gallant.
What's your Wednesday wine?
Wine.
Here's, I'll start.
Go ahead.
Because I flew back from vacation last night. If you know you're going to get sick or you're feeling kind of odd, nauseous, I can relate. Don't get on a plane. Why, you may ask? Because at my layover in Dallas, coming back to Houston from Gulf Shores, where I was with my family, someone got sick on the plane.
Who?
And the hazmat crew had to come, and it was an extra half hour before we could take off.
Oh.
Now, every now and then, maybe somebody gets sick out of nowhere, but I gotta think you probably know you're not feeling well. And it was somebody in first class, so it was somebody rich, which made me hate them even more. If you know that you're not feeling well, whether that's you're feeling gassy, you're feeling like you may throw up, be considerate of other people, okay?
Well, hang on, though, because your boy, Paul, was...
You, too, should be considerate of others.
I was crossing the street at LAX to leave on my exit flight, and I may have had a little bit of a technicolor yawn as I crossed the street from some of the seafood tower and 10 to 15 drinks that I feel like I had over the course of the day. What, I'm not supposed to get on a plane home because I'm a little, I don't know, under the weather?
You should make sure that you vomit before. Yeah.
Well, I did. So, I did make sure I vomited before.
You vomited outside, though, right?
Well, yeah, it's Los Angeles. It's fine.
Did you just vomit on the side of the road?
Yeah, I was just like crossing the, you know, in the parking lot.
So he wouldn't do it on the plane.
Right, that's, exactly.
We should be thanking people like Paul.
The heroes among us, for sure.
Vomit outside the airport. That's all we're saying.
I will say vomiting outside of the airport, way better than vomiting in a plane and making everybody wait 30 minutes. Now, luckily, I had an extra version episode of Dateline downloaded on my Peacock app, so I could I had enough entertainment to get me through it. But it was just the thought of it was really disgusting.
Okay,
the thought of it was really disgusting.
What?
So you watched, you know, this lady got slaughtered by her ex-husband.
Yeah, that made me feel a little bit better.
The vomit's disgusting.
Yeah, the vomit's disgusting. Yeah. But when I found out that. It was actually a great one called The Devil and Bobby Parker, and it was a woman named Bobby who had run away with an inmate for 11 years, and the controversy is, did she run away voluntarily because they were in love, or what, did he kidnap her? She ended up serving a year in prison. Nobody will ever know her husband took her back. What's your wine?
My wine is about just mail in general.
Okay.
So you guys might remember that in early April, I may or may not have left my wallet at a bar.
Oh, yeah, I remember this because you lost your ID, right?
I lost my ID. So, legitimately, the next day, I went to go get a new Texas license. Guess how long it took for me to get the license? I got it yesterday. Yep. I lost my wallet on April 5th. And I went in on April 9th to go get my new license.
I just got mine last week, and I had gotten it April 14th.
How do you... listen, I feel like if they're mailing an ID to somebody, I don't know, maybe take care of it a little bit more, because there is probably somebody out there right now who has my ID. And the fact that I basically... And I know you did the same thing.
Yeah.
When you called them, they were like, oh, my bad, we'll email you... We'll mail you another one. The only reason that I got mine, because I called and I was on hold for so long that I couldn't like actually get through to them, I did like an online change of address form and just to hope that I had the same ID number that with my previous Texas license, and I ended up lucking out and being right on that.
Do we not have the technology at this point for them to print us a license at the DMV? I feel like we do.
I think
I feel like the technology is there.
I do too.
I don't feel like I should have to wait. This is America.
I was carrying my passport everywhere.
Sean, what's your wine?
So the AC at my house, you know, it's a hot one. Well,
it's a hot one.
Yeah.
It had me not feeling so smooth because the AC in my house went out. And so I had to sweat it out for one night. And then, well, I didn't actually sweat. Oh, I kind of sweated
out. Yeah, I would be sweating.
I had to sleep on the ground in my dad's studio.
Do you, are you with your parents?
Yes.
That's the smartest thing you could ever do. That is saving you an exponential amount of money.
So much money.
If my parents lived in Houston, I'd live with them. I have a 21-year-old brother. He's like, oh, maybe I'll get my own apartment. I'm like, why?
Yeah. What are you planning on doing?
But that sucks. And
yes,
I'm sorry
it sucks
you had to sleep on the ground.
Yes, in this specific situation. And so yesterday they went to fix it. They're there at 8 as I was leaving. And I leaned over. I was like, so how long do you think it's going to take? They're like, about 8 hours. And I was like, oh, sick.
That's a long time.
It's so long. I don't know anything about HVAC, so I have no idea if that's an appropriate amount of time or if they're
neither do I.
Dragging their feet. So after the show yesterday, I had to kill time, and so I went and saw Jurassic Park Dominion.
Because it was air conditioned.
Because it was air conditioning, and I needed to kill, 5 hours after work.
So you're like a New Yorker during the summer.
I decided to cut three of those off, yes.
And was it good?
Not really.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I came in with the right amount of expectations. Everyone told me it was going to be bad. So I was like, this is bad. I just need someplace to sit for 2 hours. And so I was on my phone. Oh, hey, Jurassic Park, Velociraptors. And so it was pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was not good.
Yeah, a lot of not dinosaurs for like 20 straight minutes.
That's what I heard. It was like a lot
of insects.
According
to Twitter, it was just Chris Pratt doing this a lot.
There's a lot of putting your hand up in front of a dinosaur, like that's gonna stop like
help anything.
The international language, yeah. Not good, but hey, take the kids, they'll have fun. But there are some scary bugs in it.
Did you have a pot? What did you have as your snack? Did you at least have a good snack?
No, I went to a gas station and
you stuffed it.
Yeah, stuffed some Sour Patch Kids.
One time I stuffed a hamburger in my boob. for the movie theater.
Was it warm by the time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait, what was that like on your hand?
Just one? So you were lopsided?
Yeah, so I was lopsided. Right. But they didn't ask any questions.
Right. It's
probably for the best.
Did the grease, like, seep through?
No, it was wrapped well. I just was really hungry, and
I'm not judging.
Usually at the movies, I go for a big buttery thing of popcorn, but if it's candy or anything, I'm not paying $5 for a Reese's Pieces.
Exactly, and that's all I wanted.
It's not happening.
And I ate all the Sour Patch Kids before the previews ended. So.
Yeah, let us know your Wine Wednesday, guys, by the way. You can complain about anything. 713-780-3776. We look forward, of course, to hearing from you. All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant. Hey now, you're an all-star. How many Astros will make the All-Stars? The local news.
One of my mom's favorite songs.
Make the All-Star, really?
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk a little bit about Rockets, including what one national media member said on the draft. That's coming up next.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, John Wall. Some news when it comes to John Wall over the weekend. As you all know, John Wall did not play last year. He made a lot of money. But according to Shams Charania, did I nail it?
Shams Charania.
According to Shams Charania.
Charania.
Houston Rockets' John Wall, his agent, Rich Paul, has informed the organization that the guard exercised his $47.4 million player option for the 2022-2023 season.
Hey, I know we didn't play last year.
At all.
But I just wanted to let you guys know that we intend to be back next season. Even though, like, not really back, just back to the point where we're going to get paid. Because the NBA is the one league where it is totally fine for you to be under contract and make all of the money that you should be earning to play basketball while not playing any basketball at all. What a league. Only in America. USA.
I would have thought that this was 100% John Wall. But we've since heard that the Rockets may have not wanted him to play.
So that's at least what's being said nationally, Vanessa. Okay. And I asked Joel Blank, who's going to be up on the Killer Bees in about 30 minutes, about it last night because I saw a couple of national
And Joel's very
writers.
In the know. Joel used to work for the Rockets a long time.
A very long time. Joel knows the Rockets like the back of his hand, and I feel like he's the only person that honestly talks about the Rockets with actual insight as to what they do and isn't like, you know, just continuously kissing their ass like 790 does. But whatever the case, when you read what you see there from Rich Paul and how they're picking up the option and that post that sort of implied that maybe the Rockets are trying to keep him out. I asked Joel about it last night, and Joel's like, listen, he didn't want to be here. And he wanted to be with a contender as well, and he didn't want to come off the bench either. So Raphael Stone, who wants to be a player's type of general manager per Joel, said he was okay with getting paid while healthy scratch. So this is one of those things where it was clearly one of those mutually agreed upon decisions that it's going to continue next year. It would shock me if the Rockets actually decide we're not going to just buy him out if they try to get him back on the court next season. Now, maybe John Wall would want to play with Jalen Green or something like that. And to be perfectly honest, a past version of John Wall, I would not mind actually being on the court with Jalen Green.
A past version is the key.
Right. One who would maybe be willing to actually, you know, set Jalen Green up and be more of a point guard than we saw from, like, Kevin Porter Jr. this past year. I felt like Kevin Porter Jr. every now and then would get a little bit too ball hoggy, but look, at this point in time, Wall's not right. The same guy he used to be, and he never will be again.
Jay Billis was on with our afternoon show and had some interesting things to say about how he sees the top three playing out for the NBA draft.
Well, it'll be Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, Paolo Banchero. I think it'll be in that order, but the real decision will be with Orlando. Do they take Smith or Holmgren? I actually think those two are the only ones in the mix for the top pick. And I think Banchero will be taken third. So no matter who Orlando takes, Oklahoma City will take the other of Smith and Holmgren. And then I think Houston's looking at taking Banchero number three.
I hope it's Banchero. I want the most, I think, ready-to-go, best-coached player that I possibly can get. And sorry to make assumptions about people based off of where they went to college, but I'm going to assume that the guy who went to Duke, who played for, yes, a very insufferable, make it all about himself, Coach K. That's the guy that I think is going to be the most ready coming into the pros. And we'll see if Chet Holmgren falls past two. I don't see that happening. Holmgren does seem to fit seamlessly wherever he might end up. I feel like he'd be able to figure it out. Like, you play with one of those Gonzaga teams, you're also going to be pretty well coached going into the league. But Banchero's the guy I want. And we'll see if that's actually how it plays out. It does feel like he will be the one that's left on the board, though, after Jabari Smith and Chet Holmgren.
All right, let's talk a little bit of Astros MLB All-Star. If you guys remember last year, the Astros had four players that were invited to the All-Star game, and none of them ended up going. And the reasons ranged from wives being pregnant to not feeling well to all of that.
Were any of them taking a stand against the All-Star game?
I believe all
changing
of them
locations?
Were except for... Oh, no. I meant
because there also
all of
was
them
that.
Against the MLB. I think that there was a little bit of a rebellion there.
Did anyone of them get LASIK, perhaps, during the All-Star break?
I don't know.
Good question.
But if they did, they have 20/20 vision like me and no more astigmatism, baby.
Honestly, I would hope that they would get LASIK surgery if they need it during the All-Star break, as opposed to going there in front of, a dictator, a poor man's dictator, like a Venezuelan dictator, Rob Manfred, who is in charge of baseball. No, I don't want them going to the All-Star game. I don't want to watch the All-Star game. I don't want to see them play with all these plebs, these losers, on these other jealous teams.
It'll be fun this year, though. It is in L.A. Let's talk about the Astros and where they're at. These are the ballot standings per MLB.com as of June 21st.
I'm stabbed in the parking lot.
Catchers, number four in voting is currently Martin Maldonado.
Oh.
First baseman, Yuli Gurriel, is coming in at number five.
Well, that's surprising that he's even on it, considering how
second
baseman
Altuve currently first.
Hell yeah.
Third baseman Alex Bregman, number fifth.
Okay.
Number fifth. What?
Number
hello?
Fifth.
Word? Fifth.
I just drank a fifth of vodka. Dare me to drive?
Shortstops. Pena, number four.
Well, you would have thought he would be higher, but there are a lot of good shortstops in baseball.
DH, no shock. Argaia Alvarez, number one.
Jordan should be one by a million yards.
For outfielders, our old friend George Springer is currently number three behind Aaron Judge and Mike Trout. Then coming in at number nine, you have Michael Brantley. 10, Kyle Tucker.
Okay.
So that is as of June 21st.
Okay. So it's essentially right now, it's going to be Altuve and
Alvarez.
Alvarez, right. Okay. Look, if it's only going to be two, I don't want him there. I don't want him on the same team as Aaron Judge. I don't want him on the same team as Mike Trout. Sorry.
Wait, you want him to take a stand again and not go?
Keep taking a stand. Screw all of baseball.
Like last year was different, though, because they were getting booed. There was tension.
It's never different, okay? They are all enemies. They never should play with another player. I'm serious here. Screw this sportsmanship stuff. Yes, they are nice guys, and all of baseball essentially demonized them for something that was taking place across the entirety of the sport. They can all kick rocks.
So wounds can't heal.
No, they shouldn't heal. They should be petty for the rest of their lives with this. They should. Like, hey, we're only going to focus on one organization for potentially a sign-stealing scandal that was across all of baseball. Like the Colorado Rockies doing stuff with a Theragun. Oh, we're not going to even take a look into that. We're not going to look any further into the Yankees after we sent the memo out because we know they were going to be fine. No, no. And with the way that some of these other players talked about him, why would you ever want to go again? Like, do you want to actually hang out with these players?
Right.
Maybe in the case of Alex Bregman or something, it's different, who seems to have, you know, because he's in that fantasy baseball league with some of these other players. But there is a part of me that looks at, like, guys like Cody Bellinger and some of these other players, Aaron Judge. I wouldn't want to interact with them ever again. Like, go kick rocks. How about you win something that actually matters? And guess what? The All-Star game doesn't matter to me anymore.
Should the Astros boycott the All-Star
Hell
game?
Hell yeah.
Even if it's just Yordan Alvarez and Jose Altuve. Jose Altuve's too nice, I feel like, to boycott it alone. Like, last year, I feel like it was kind of a groupthink type deal where there were four of them, and Carlos and all of them were like, oh, you're not going. You're not going. You're not. Okay, cool. I'm not going.
The league screwed you over, so why should you go to something that is essentially a league exhibition game? Why should you go? Especially if you've been there already. Yeah, screw that.
The All-Star game in MLB may be the one area where MLB has a leg up on every other league. Because the All-Star game and the home run derby and the celebrity and all that, that still gets a lot of attention. NFL, nobody cares about the Pro Bowl.
Nope.
I don't even
Although
know if
good
they
rating somehow.
Do something for hockey. And then
they do have a hockey All-Star game.
The
yes.
dunk competition from year to year is fine, mm-hmm. depending on the year. But MLB All-Star and all of that, the you know, fall summer classic or whatever they call it, might be the one area where baseball is above all else.
It is the one good All-Star game. And guess what? Don't show up for it. Make it worse. Make it worse. You're just going to get booed. Do you really want to show up in L.A.? Seriously, do you want to be there? Why would you want to be there in front of what I would imagine would be a crowd largely full of Dodgers fans, right? Like, why would you want to go? Screw that.
I don't know. We'll see. I think Alvarez and Altuve both will go, especially since Alvarez wasn't, you know, on the 2017 team, so people shouldn't.
But he'll still get booed, just like he was.
He does still get booed.
You wear a jersey that is blue and orange, you're a right. cheater, based off of the idiot logic of many people who follow baseball loosely
Sean,
across America.
Do you think Alvarez and Altuve head to the All-Star game? Should they be voted?
I think they were going to go, but then I hope they listened to Paul.
Hell yeah.
I don't think they will now. I think that, I mean, Paul, you barely got out of Dodger Stadium alive.
That's
and
true.
You were nowhere implicated in the cheating scandal.
And I only got, and I mean, listen, now, the only reason I barely got out of Dodger Stadium alive is because I drank a lot and I forgot that they were closing the ballpark. So
someone had to tap you on the shoulder.
Someone had to remind me to leave.
They
yeah.
must let you linger in the suites for a while.
Oh, they let us linger for a really long time. I mean, we had a really, I got to say too, and Dodger Stadium, is the second time that I went. It was a beautiful day of weather. That is the best classic ballpark in America. It is better than Fenway. I haven't been to
better
Wrigley.
Better than Wrigley?
I bet it's better than Wrigley. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I bet it's better than Wrigley.
I love Wrigley.
I think, honestly, it's a pain in the ass to get out there too, but it was, I don't know. I had a great time. Now, being in the suite might have helped. Just a wild guess, but whatever the case, it was a very fun time in that ballpark. It's like, it's 72 degrees at all times. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, California may have a lot of restrictions and taxes, but the weather. The weather's nice.
Make sure you forget about the homeless people.
Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant.
Stay in Beverly Hills.
A legendary movie star. Did she stink? Plus, we have a debate between Steph Curry or Tom Brady. Yeah, you heard that right. That's next.
ESPN 97.5. Breaking down the Houston sports scene with V and Pauly G on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Cardinals broadcaster Jim Edmonds was feeling good in the broadcast booth. There was a shot during the broadcast that showed a young boy. He had binoculars, like a lot of little kids bring to ballparks so that they can see far. And here's the audio from that moment.
Really not a bad seat in the house. But if you got the binoculars, you get the up-close look.
He might be looking at something else, too. You never know.
Bonk. I mean, the camera went from the little kid with binoculars to a woman who had a tank top on and that comment.
I got to say, look, far be it for me to shame anyone for their taste in others, but
yes,
Jim Edmonds probably needs a bit of a bonk.
A what?
A bonk. Now, if you've ever heard of what bonking is, it's essentially something that you do to someone who's being horny. It's essentially like you get a squirt bottle out and you spray them down. Like pouring a cold bucket of ice down their back.
I thought when two people bonked, they were doing the dirty.
No. A bonk is
that what you thought, Sean?
No.
No.
This is an online term.
I know the internet parlance that he's using, but
fascinating. I've never heard it.
I also would think bonk meant something else.
Yeah.
So Jim Edmonds, famously of the then Anaheim Angels for a while, he was in a sexting scandal while with his very beautiful wife. And there was a moment in time where this all came to light. You would think that Jim Edmonds would maybe be a little bit more conscious about being openly horny on a broadcast. I don't know. That's just me.
1496 says, I'm thinking of boink. That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. Yes, boink. That's true. Boinking boink. Is where things are happening.
Bonk is for horniness.
Take me to Happy Town.
Yes, indeed. All right. It's time for our segment we call Garbage Time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage Time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
That is garbage.
The Astros have a day game today, and the theme of the game is Stranger Things.
Yes.
Danielle Lerner, who covers the Astros for the Houston Chronicle, tweeted out a quote from Dusty Baker. The media asked if, Dusty Baker, has he watched the show Stranger Things? He said no. Quote, what's so strange about it? Which is the most Dusty Baker answer ever.
That's a dad joke and a half.
Sean brought up a really good question. What do you think the most recent show Dusty Baker has watched is?
Miami Vice in the 80s?
I don't think he even watched that. I mean, think about it. How many TV shows would you watch as a baseball manager for what? 30, 40, 50 years, however long it's been, seeing as you're basically working every single night? How many times would you watch a TV show and really get into a TV show?
It also he seems like the kind of guy that enjoys a scotch or wine. He has a winery and a cigar when he does have free time. I don't see him being I must watch 5 episodes of Succession.
You know what? I bet his wife picks a lot of things to watch, and he's just also in the room.
Shout out to Melissa.
Kind of watching it.
I feel like whatever show he liked, he started as a player in 1968. I bet it was before he played. I bet there was a show that he grew up watching.
Leave It to Beaver, you think, is the most recent show he's
watched?
Leave
It to Beaver, The Beverly Hillbillies, something
Andy Griffith.
the Flintstones or Jetsons, something that's going to be on TV land now. That's it.
Dusty, 0025 says Dusty only watches Gunsmoke.
Ooh, yeah.
Bonanza.
You know what? Bonanza, yeah.
Someone should ask him, does he like Westerns?
I bet he's seen Yellowstone.
I would think he likes Westerns.
I bet Dusty has seen Yellowstone.
I feel like he'd be more into the Rifleman or
because
something.
Because he likes that area. I bet he maybe has seen, maybe the most recent one is
Love
Yellowstone.
Boat.
Love Boat. MASH, somebody says, yeah.
Three's Company.
Could be.
I feel like Sanford and Son is actually as brought up by
what's the one that's
famous.
Moving on up?
Jefferson.
That's the Jeffersons. Jeffersons. Yes.
Could be the Jeffersons, but billions maybe. I don't know.
No, definitely not.
I don't think he has HBO.
He's definitely and billions is on Showtime. And I'm sorry.
Too.
If Dusty Baker is getting annoyed by Jose Siri staring down a home run, he's really going to get annoyed by Aaron Sorkin's cocaine-riddled scripts where everyone is way too on point with references with every single comment that they make.
Better drunk, guys. Steph Curry or Tom Brady or Klay Thompson.
Oh.
Whenever somebody wins a championship, we get the chance to see a different side of them. Now, for some guys, like Chris Long of the Eagles after the parade, like you're not shocked with how they act because it's Chris Long or whatever. But when you have guys that are usually just kind of the tight family men, whatever, and you see them at a club like Steph Curry with the trophy, having
asleep
fun
on the floor,
asleep,
yeah.
Better drunk. Who's the best drunk?
Well, like Tom Brady finally became likable when he did it. I really liked seeing Steph like this. Klay Thompson, I'm concerned, and he should be concerned for the children, by the way, because here is Klay Thompson promoting binge drinking, running around in the street and tripping all over himself. I'm not bitter about any teams losing the finals at all. I think that Klay Thompson, though, became significantly less likable with his drunken display.
Really?
A disgusting act.
What did he do?
You're just asking him to stay classy.
Yeah. It's not that hard to stay classy, Klay Thompson. The children are watching, okay? This was during daylight, okay?
So on the boat, so he took a
That's
boat
right.
from like San Francisco Bay to the parade. And he lost his championship hat before he got to the parade. Then he had a captain's hat that I think he lost at some point. And then he, yes, was stumbling in the streets and he knocked over this lady.
Here's what Tom, I did see that
video. It was
the
drunkest video I've ever seen.
Here's what Tom Brady did do right. And I will give him credit forever and always for his championship parade. Not only that, he had like two people with him whose jobs... Like, do you remember the video of the guys holding
him
up? Propping him
up, yes.
Yeah, like Tom Brady was like, look, I'm going to get lit on my agave organic raw avocado tequila. I need somebody with me. And he did that the right way. Klay Thompson needed a guy.
I wonder if they make a mezcal for that.
Klay Thompson needed a guy. Well, you could give it to Shorty.
That would be good. This is something I saw. So I don't know how many people saw Jets tackle Mekhi Becton like a week ago. He wore a shirt that says Big Bust. That he clearly had custom made for himself, that in a circle around it said that he is lazy, out of shape, bum, taking money. It's hard to read all of it. It's like this tie-dye shirt.
Paul just zoomed into the screen.
He moved away from the mic and like brought his nose
to read all of his shirt. I was trying to read all of the shirt. Sorry, I didn't just get LASIK, okay, Vanessa? Anyway, Robert Saleh was asked about Mekhi Becton's weight because clearly he's a little sensitive about how he's been portrayed after having a good rookie year and not so good second season in the league. Robert Saleh, I'm not going to get into if Mekhi Becton showed up at the weight the Jets wanted him to. So he wears this shirt to training to minicamp and he's not even in shape. Come on!
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to say like the doubters, like it'd be like me showing up to a family event saying, no, I'm not... unhealthy with relationships. I have a boyfriend. Well, where's the boyfriend? Well, I don't have one. But
we're not here to talk about if I have a boyfriend or not.
He just goes to a different school than me.
Yeah, George Glass. Sad news, guys. In addition to Marilyn Monroe being offed by the Kennedys.
Whoa.
Have
yep,
you seen
that's
the,
true.
Yeah, true. Marilyn Monroe, apparently...
Is that in the documentary?
Yeah, you need to watch it on Netflix.
Okay, I mean, not surprising. The Kennedys are one of the most corrupt families of all time.
At the very least, what is confirmed is that Robert Kennedy had people go in her bungalow and take the pictures of them out and remove any evidence that she hung out with them anyway. In Clark Gable, Tormented Star, David Brett writes that Marilyn Monroe was not hygienic.
Oh.
She had huge piles of dirty dishes, soiled clothes. Her personal hygiene allegedly so bad that it drove several of her maids to quit. Now, here's where Marilyn Monroe and I have some things in common.
Mm.
She suffered from irritable bowel syndrome. Shout out to my IBS sister.
Classic.
Here's where I don't vibe with her. She rarely bathed, slept in the nude, and ate a lot in bed.
What's wrong with sleeping in the nude?
Yeah.
I think it's the combination of not
not bathing and sleeping in the nude. Okay, that
baseball
actually makes sense.
Legend and second husband Joe DiMaggio complained that Marilyn stunk to high heavens because she would avoid bathing.
Oh, wow.
That is according to this book.
Well, apparently that does mess with ladies' hair, right? Like, y'all don't generally wet your hair multiple. Like, I know some people, they'll go.
I wash my hair every other day. Just
every other day, right.
Good, yeah, to
okay.
wash it every day.
Now, here's the real question, okay? Because the stank, that's one thing.
The stank.
Did her breath smell bad?
Oh, I don't know. Good question. You would think so. If she has bad hygiene.
How many people have you dated with bad breath?
Ooh, like chronically bad breath? I don't know that I've ever dated anybody that I'm like, this is unbearable.
Me too.
What do you mean?
Like, I've dated two people.
Dated two.
It was bad.
That means something else. Yeah. Me too means something else.
Oh. My bad.
Like, whoa.
Well, me too. I was abused by their toxic halitosis, okay?
Bad hygiene is a no-go for me. It's different to be dirty and messy.
What if you smell like man musk?
Being messy means you leave
some
clothes out.
Ooh, he smells like a lumberjack.
Your car's messy.
He's the brawny man.
Being dirty means you leave food out. Maybe you don't brush your teeth or your hair as much as you should, etc. Dirty versus messy. It sounds like Marilyn Monroe might have been a little dirty.
For Joe DiMaggio to say that she stunk to high heavens, she must have been filthy.
Yeah, because he was in a baseball clubhouse.
Yeah, he was a baseball player.
Back when deodorant wasn't what it was.
Hey, at least she never pooped in a bed, okay?
We don't know that. She slept in the nude. She probably got hammered.
You know what? She does have irritable bowel syndrome.
And has IBS.
Apparently, both of the Kennedys liked
it. Hey, Joe.
Look what I did
last night.
That's been a Wednesday. Vanessa Richardson, Paul Gallant, Sean Mapes, thanks for joining us. Up next, you have the Killer Bees, Joel Blank, Jeremy Branham on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Peace.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.